Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, Pfizer warns shareholders to reject an unsolicited mini-tender offer from Tutinota LLC seeking to purchase up to 1 million shares at a potentially below-market price. The FDA grants expanded approval to Rhythm Pharmaceuticals' IMCIVREE as the first approved treatment for acquired hypothalamic obesity. And a new commentary makes the case that AI-powered role-play data is an untapped source of commercial intelligence for pharma field teams. Pfizer is urging shareholders not to tender shares in response to an unsolicited offer from Tutinota LLC, which is seeking to purchase up to 1 million shares of Pfizer common stock at $32 per share, a price that could fall below market value depending on conditions at expiration. The offer is structured as a mini-tender, covering less than 5% of outstanding shares, which exempts it from the SEC's standard disclosure and procedural requirements and affords shareholders fewer protections than a traditional tender offer. Pfizer noted that Tutinota does not currently have financing in place and has no affiliation with the company, and that similar offers have been made to Merck, Eli Lilly, NVIDIA, and other major corporations. The FDA has approved an expanded indication for IMCIVREE, Rhythm Pharmaceuticals' MC4R agonist, making it the first approved therapy for acquired hypothalamic obesity in adults and children age 4 and older. The decision was supported by the Phase 3 TRANSCEND trial, in which the treatment achieved an 18.4% placebo-adjusted reduction in BMI at 52 weeks. Finally, a new commentary argues that AI-simulated role-play has evolved from a compliance checkbox into a strategic intelligence engine for commercial teams. The piece proposes a three-pillar framework in which AI-generated HCP avatar interactions produce behavioral data that can be linked to prescribing outcomes and quota attainment, giving launch teams early visibility into field execution risks. The authors contend that organizations still measuring training success by completion rates are leaving meaningful commercial intelligence on the table. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.